It doesn't matter whether you're an engineer, a banker, or a cook. If you're a woman in this country, you probably make less than a man in the same job. But city leaders in Boston are launching a new effort to confront the issue. WBUR's Asma Khalid reports they want to make Boston the first city in the country to completely eliminate the gender wage gap.
The U.S. Census Bureau says, on average, a woman is paid 77 cents for every dollar a man earns. In Boston, that discrepancy is not as extreme. A new report from the city's Women's Workforce Council shows that a woman makes 85 cents for every buck a man makes. Some say that number needs to be adjusted for factors like career choice and motherhood. And then it rises to 91 cents. But even then, for Boston's Mayor Tom Menino, 9 cents is still 9 cents too little.
Women work as hard. They're smart. Just because we're a woman, they get discriminated against. We're going to end that discrimination in Boston.
It's Menino who launched this initiative to make Boston the most attractive city for working women. Mayor-elect Marty Walsh promises to continue the work. Simmons College touts itself as the school with the top MBA program for women. But even the type of women who attend this school are not immune from the stings of unequal pay in the past.
I have actually experienced a situation where my compensation wasn't comparable to a male counterpart.
That's Estelle Archibald.
Oh, it was at least $20,000 worth of a gap, which is a significant quality of life issue.
Women like Archibald are a driving force in the local economy, which is why city leaders say Boston is uniquely capable of fixing the gender wage gap. It's a matter of sheer demographics. Boston is home to more young, educated women per capita than any other major city in the country.
So if you're a business in the Boston area, you are increasingly dependent upon educated women in your workforce because those are the people who are in our workforce.
That's Kathy Minahan, the dean of Simmons Business School and the former president of the Boston Federal Reserve. She's also the woman chosen by the mayor to lead the city's efforts.
So when we started to think about closing the wage gap, we thought about it from the beginning as a business initiative.
Minahan says companies need to utilize 100% of the talent available. She suggests that pay equity is easier to sell as a business strategy than a moral imperative. Minahan is leading a citywide council that has persuaded more than 40 businesses to sign a pledge to close the wage gap. Some are small, but others are powerhouses in the Boston business community. Raytheon, Boston Children's, Partners Healthcare, all of the companies that signed the compact agree to take three concrete steps. Minahan says the most crucial step is for companies to statistically assess their own wage data.
Sometimes people reject the idea that we have an issue until they actually see their data. And then they say to themselves, huh.
Then they'll pick three strategies to improve pay equity. There's a whole laundry list of suggestions recommended by the council. Companies choose what they like. The ideas include things like increasing wage transparency, actively recruiting women to executive-level positions, and offering subsidized childcare. Again, Kathy Minahan.
You can't say that one size fits all or one solution fits all. You know, what's going to work in terms of a Suffolk Construction is probably not the same thing that works for State Street Bank.
Both of those companies have signed the pledge. Finally, businesses agree to share their wage data anonymously every 2 years so that the city can measure progress. The catch is that the entire scheme is voluntary. So will it be enough to disrupt the old boys' club?
Good morning, ladies, and a few good men.
At a breakfast seminar about putting more women on corporate boards, we meet Katie Donovan. She runs a company that helps women negotiate equal pay. Donovan says there are systemic hiring practices that discriminate against women.
We have to get rid of salary history. It's on every application. All it does is set us up for failure because if you're a woman, you're going to have a lower salary history than, excuse me, but the white men. They get the premium.
A lot of women also say they need to learn to advocate for themselves. The onus to fix this problem can't be solely on the employer. In a park near Boston's financial district, Meredith Leffler is eating lunch. She works in event planning, and she describes the few times she's ever negotiated at work as the most stressful, nerve-wracking thing ever. She says culture is partly to blame.
Just the way that we're raised, we're told to, you know, keep quiet more often, whereas men are told to be more aggressive and go for what they want, and it's kind of looked down upon for women.
Whether or not the idea of eliminating the wage gap gains any traction, it's already got the ears of many young educated women, the demographic that the city wants companies to tap into. And for one of those young women, MBA student Megan Williams, just the fact that Boston is making pay equity a priority is enough of a selling point.
As a young person, as a young woman, it makes me want to stay here and work here, you know, because I want to live in a city that values me as much as it values its men.
The city is hoping a lot of Boston businesses feel the same way. By the end of the year, it expects to have 50 companies on board. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.